Well, I walked back in and Beckham was like, yeah, disappointed him, do you know what I mean? Do you know, Roberto Carlos actually messaged me yesterday, invited me out to go.
Hello, I'm David Vianich.
And I'm Spencer Gonzalez again.
And this is Stripped, brought to you by William Hill.
In this show, we talk to celebrity guests as we get nostalgic, looking back at retro football shirts that made us fall in love with the game.
Our guests pick four shirts that tell the story of their life. The first one, the haunted one, the unforgettable one, and the named one.
Now, we have a special guest today, man. People, this guy is my mum's sister's son.
Wow.
Yeah, of course. Of course, he has two Brit nominations.
Wow.
Right, and his album has gone number one.
And four top tens as well, I've heard.
But listen, this guy's world class, man. I know, man of the match or soccer aid?
Twice, I'd say.
Twice?
Yeah, first one, definitely. Second one, even got injured. He got injured.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Tom Grennan!
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. Good to see you. Good?
Listen, man. You see that top you're wearing right now? I always, because there's no rules. Let me borrow it, man, please.
Yeah, no problem, man.
He's got style, man.
Yeah, good style.
Of course.
I think he's a superstar now, man.
I know. You're
in the headlights, man.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
But how's that feeling?
I'm in it, do you know what I mean? So I don't really see myself as that. But like when I go back home and see my mates, they're like, you are everywhere at the moment. So I don't know, man. I'm just going about my business and doing my thing, really.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Did you see this when you was young? Because like for me, I used to perform in front of the mirror, but hoping one day I'll be on stage and stuff. Did you?
You talk about the mirror thing. Like, no word of a lie. Like, I used to be in the mirror and say, but I wouldn't perform. I'd say to myself, like, you're gonna do something crazy. And I remember that being young and saying that them kind of things. So, I never knew that I'd be here doing music. Mm-hmm. I honestly thought like, and my dream was to play football. And then, obviously that didn't happen, but I'm happy to be where I am now, man, and I'm very lucky to be in the position I'm in.
Blessed, man. Blessed. Did you talk to the mirror back in the day?
I didn't used to talk to the mirror. Mm. I used to just look at myself in the mirror, and I used to dance in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
Like learning dances off YouTube. You have to.
Well, you're a break dancer, kind of guy.
Not like break. Not like, yeah, a bit of body pumping. I'm more like, you know when a song had a dance, like the Dougie?
Oh, yeah.
Or like, and I'd be getting it wrong. I'd be like, oh, I find it hard to learn dances, isn't it? So I'd be getting it wrong a bit. I'm like, how does my body move to this?
Yeah.
And then I go to the club, I see people do it.
Yeah.
And I sort of slowly start to, and the next time I go to the club, I'm like,
yeah,
I got it now. I'm in. I'm zoned in.
Yeah, I hope no one's still body popping, man. There's times where I'm going shopping West End and someone just pulls up in front of me and just starts locking, you know when they do the locks?
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, get out of the way. I'm trying to get some clothes.
And Oxford Street's worse for
Oxford
that.
Oxford Street's weird.
Oh my God. Like, mate, got stuff to do, man.
Of course, man.
I respect it, though.
I say,
oh, no, it's free, innit?
When they're spilling their backs and stuff.
Yeah. And the worm.
The worm is a big one.
I think worm is one of the worst dance moves I've ever seen.
Because doing the worm in a club or anywhere, the floor is usually wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've probably had a bit of
vodka,
lemonade.
Yeah.
Juice.
Yeah.
You know, someone maybe
spat. A white t-shirt on, you are not.
And you're just doing the worm.
With a white t-shirt.
You get up and bare 30.
Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it?
It's crazy, man. Big up all the wormers. Now, this show, listen, this is Stripped, you know. We talk about retro football shirts. You know, I love the words nostalgic. We're going to talk about the first one, the first shirt. The shirt that made you fall in love with the game, Tom. And you picked the Manchester United home 2000-2001 home kit. Why this shirt?
For me, I was about five, I'd say, in 2006. So feel like that's my first memory of like falling in love with a team and with a player. Like Scholesy was my guy, but I feel like Keno, I fell in love with him. I just fell in love with the way he played. His attitude on the football pitch was just to skin everybody, do you know what I mean? And just hammer people. And I like that. And I feel like that top is just iconic when it comes to Keno as well. Skinhead. and obviously it was a good time for United back then as well. So yeah, I think that's why I picked the top. And I remember just where I used to live in, I'm from Bedford originally, so where I used to live, there was a football pitch right outside my mum's house, and literally you'd walk out the door and there'd be loads of kids playing football. And every summer we'd do this tournament. So my mate's dad, his name's Benny, would put on, it was called the Loveridge Avenue World Cup. And like, it's a bit like knockout, basically, where you'd team up with somebody else and you'd just play a tournament. And at the end of it, you'd win a cup. And my mate James, who I'd always team up with, he was a Liverpool fan, I was a United fan. But because both of the shirts were red, we could wear both of them. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so yeah.
I had that shirt, he had the Liverpool shirt, and it just reminds me of them times, good times. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Do you remember them days though, like playing knockouts?
Knockouts was the one, 60, man.
60 seconds. Yeah. We used to call four, you know, everyone calls it four goals. We used to call it four corners.
Oh, what was that one?
That one's where you have four goals. So go here, go there, go left, go right.
Yeah.
And you have got protect your goals.
I never played that one.
Two touches. Two touches.
Yeah.
That's proper, like,
proper
academy level games.
Of course, but I didn't make it, man. I didn't make it, man.
If you look at this shirt, I was going to say, bright red, nice little, it's not a V-neck, sort of a little overlapping V-neck. It's got a little black and white. It's quite simple. Umbro as well, Vodafone.
Yeah. Like the Vodafone thing just...
Sponsors make shirts. We've been saying it on
the
show.
Of course. Yeah. And like, I remember the Vodafone logo was like velvet as well.
It was velvet.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was just a wicked shirt. Them old school shirts though, I feel like, and the bagginess of it as well. Like everything's so like tight and fitted now.
Mm.
I liked when a shirt would hang off your own.
Yeah. This is just when it started going into more modern fitted shirts. I'd say like after 2000 and maybe 4 or 5, I think that's when we're going into like tight 6. But before that, the bagginess still remained, man. It was still there and it was nice.
But Tom, I mean, you're from Bedford.
Yeah.
So you went to Man U. I mean, that's quite, you know, far.
The reason why I'm a United fan is because I've got a big Irish family and and all my cousins over there, massive football fans. And it's I really do feel like when being from Ireland, you're either like Liverpool or United, really. And my cousins were United, and there's a picture of me, like I think like 5 days being born, and I'm in a United baby girl. So I feel like I've always had it in me to be a United fan. Mm. Always been connected to that badge. Like I love the badge as well. Like I remember going to Old Trafford for the first time as well, and just being like amazed you didn't think it was real, and then you're there and you're like, wow, this is actually real. I loved it, man. Still do.
It's a beautiful stadium, isn't it?
I don't know now, man. It needs looks like it needs a good facelift.
A bit of Botox.
Yeah, mate.
Some lip fillers.
Yeah, mate, definitely.
But I feel like as a grout, I prefer
English
stadium.
Yeah, like it's a proper old, like the history's still there, do you know? And you can feel that. Like I've never been to the new Tottenham Stadium, but I had a conversation with my mate today actually about it, because he's going tonight. Yeah. He's going tonight.
Yeah.
And he was saying like, it's just a bit like a hotel, where do you know what I mean? It's just very modern.
Mm. Mm.
But apparently he's still sick.
I recommend going, man, because for a new ground, I'll say the Tottenham ground, they've really managed to do something, man.
Is it?
The head of like the big wall of fans. You know, like Dortmund has that consecutive stand that just goes up.
Yeah.
It is beautiful, man. Absolutely beautiful. I mean, Man United, man. Do you remember who top scorer was that season?
I'd say...
I'll give you a clue.
Go on.
I'll give you his initials. T.S.
T.S.?
Yeah.
Teddy Sheringham.
That's the one.
What
man.
A legend, by the way.
That's the one. But you, yourself, shared a football pitch with United legends. Gary Neville, Paul Scholes, Rooney. Was Teddy Sheringham there as well?
Yeah.
He was there as well.
Yeah, I actually sat next to Teddy, like he's my mate. Yeah. And we spoke like on the coach on the way to the stadium.
Yeah.
And we just spoke for the whole journey. And like we'd be speaking throughout like the training and stuff, but you don't really get to like really talk to a lot of people. But we had a proper moment, you know what I mean? And He told me loads of stories, man. He's done it all, mate, that guy. And like, yeah. One at the new camp. He actually called his house the new camp. That's legend.
Is it? Teddy Sheringham's called his house the new camp?
Yeah.
Has he got like a sign, you reckon?
Yeah.
He's got a sign?
What? Yeah.
If you go past his house, it's called the new camp. It's legend, isn't it?
I might do that. I might call my house something, man.
That's kind of, that's brilliant.
It's
small.
Sick, isn't it?
To call my house Park or something.
Yeah. Great stadium, by the way.
Yeah?
No, yeah, it's great.
Sellers Park.
Doc Brown.
I love that stadium.
I was just saying Doc Brown, man. If you go into Sainsbury's and you go through the back, you end up on a pitch.
Really?
Yeah. It's attached.
Yeah.
To the bakery.
See? Like in Seattle. And then also there's poles in the stadium which are in the way. So someone's taking the corner, you've got to swing your head around the pole.
Really?
Yeah. But it's
I legendary. Love that stadium.
It's legendary.
How was it though playing with them on the pitch? Did you know it's the difference between you and maybe them as players?
It was mad. Like the first time I played, because I played for the rest of the world the first time I played, and I remember the ball getting kicked over to me, and I just look up and I see Rooney coming at me. So I've just passed the ball past him, and it was sweet. And then I got the ball again, and I've dropped a shoulder on Rooney. Got past Rooney, and then I dropped just who else?
Just went past Rooney, you know? Yeah, like it's nothing.
Yeah, no, dropped the shoulder past Rooney, and then, oh yeah, Jamie Carragher just took him off the ball and then sliced one like 30 yards to Evra. And I remember walking back and I was going, what is my life right now, man? This is unreal.
So is this the game you got the man of the match?
No, this is the first year. The first I should have got man of the match.
Yeah, nah. I think you were the best player that day.
But but I just remember going like, these are my heroes, and like seeing Paul Scholes like just whipping it about was pretty surreal, man. It still gives me like butterflies talking about it.
Would you say that all like playing with these players helped you get the man of the match?
I feel like playing with the players, and also like I come from a football background.
Yeah,
I didn't want to look rubbish on the TV for one. Two, I wanted to impress these lot. And like at half time and at full time, all these like ex pros were coming up and going, "You've got a bit, man." Like, and throughout the training sessions, like they're going, "Listen, we need you to be fit. We need you to do this because you're our main man." And I'm like, this is mad. Like, I've become really close with Mark Noble now. And just seeing the way, like, obviously, because he's just stopped playing football. Mm-hmm. And then he went straight into soccer aid. So he's had all his fitness, basically, and just ran the pitch. You saw it, and it was crazy. But, yeah, man, all these people, like, they are my superheroes. Footballers are, like, if I get asked about, like, who influences you and all this, like who do you look up to in music? I'm like, no one really, because music wasn't really my thing when I was a kid. But footballers are, do you know what I mean? So being in the room with your superheroes who you believe that have superpowers, and I still do believe that, becoming like your mates and people that are just calling your phone, and it's mad.
So someone has called your phone recently. You told us off camera. Let's get this on camera. Roberto Carlos.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I got really close with Roberto as well, yeah. Roberto.
Teddy, Roberto, went past Wayne.
No, yeah. and him, he invited me out to go to the World Cup. And he's got like this translator guy called, and he's a legend as well. And like, that's how we communicate. And yeah, hopefully I get to go. We'll see though.
Is he flying you out?
Probably not, man. No. Okay. I wouldn't want that anyway. I'd feel like
got flown out. Got by the invite.
I don't want to be expected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
don't
yeah.
Be me.
Like,
nah. Don't be me.
Meals.
But
so listen,
what a legend.
I mean, look, you're a famous guy. You're a superstar, and you hang around with superstars. But there was a time you said you were starstruck when you saw Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a massive wrestling fan.
So am I. I've never missed a WrestleMania.
What?
Never.
Do you know how many times I've tried to go to WrestleMania?
Nah, like, so I mate, that's my bucket list dream. Should we go together?
Listen.
Mate, we're going together.
The 100. Only problem is this. Sorry, Fuse, this is wrestling, man.
Do it, do it.
Sorry, bro, this is personal.
I am fuming with The Undertaker right now.
Why?
Because, so growing up, Undertaker was my guy.
Yeah.
The man from the dead, you know.
Of course.
Comes out. Serious, you don't see him. Yeah. You don't even see him get on a coach.
No.
He was serious. All of a sudden, he's on podcasts
with
his mum today. What is he doing? What's he doing?
Have you watched his documentary about his retirement?
Where he starts crying and...
Yeah.
That's not the Undertaker
I know. I know. I feel like for me, again, the mask is off, innit? Like, it's sad, really. But I do love wrestling. And when I met Jeff Hardy, it was a bit of a moment, man. I'm not going to lie. I was like, what? No,
explain to me, like, what happened? Was he in Tesco's?
I got invited to go watch wrestling in Birmingham. And the guy was like, do you want to go meet some wrestlers? I was like, yeah, definitely. Who's wrestling? And then he said Jeff Hardy. I was like, man, I need to meet Jeff Hardy. And like, we chatted for like a while.
You got his number?
Nah, I don't have Jeff Hardy's number.
I wanted to see his WhatsApp.
Mate, he had all of his makeup on, everything. Because Jeff Hardy never used to wear makeup.
Yeah.
And now he does. Like, he has like, when he shuts his eyes, it looks like his eyes are open and all that. So he had all that on. And I was like, mental. But he was just a normal geezer. And then he was like, have you got any albums with you? I'd love to take one and listen to it. I was like, nah, man, I don't just roll with one of my albums.
In the back pocket.
But he got one of his like people to run out and buy an album for him, and so he's got my album. Whether he's still got it in his house, I don't know. But mate, I used to like want to be Jeff Hardy. Remember, like on you go around your mate's house, who had like a trampoline, and
you just
swamped on vomit.
Yeah,
you've seen Jeff Hardy.
Yeah,
it's the one you have. The one that
Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy,
and jumps on people.
I probably would like if I see him, I'd see
the Hardy brothers.
The Hardy brothers.
Yeah, but
Hardy boys or Hardy brothers?
Hardy brothers.
When I was young, I had a bit of like a depleted childhood Hardy when boys, it comes maybe, to actually. Entertainment, because my dad used to just watch the news, and he'd fall asleep with a remote here, like on his lap.
And you change it to Roy's War.
I was watching the TV. And you're like, Dad, you were sleeping. Oh, yeah. And he's like, no, I wasn't. So you just don't watch TV.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I struggled there. Let's get to the haunted one, Specs. The one that sort of, you know, you've left it behind and it just has a sort of a more of a negative connotation.
Yeah.
And for you, it's a Luton shirt.
Yeah. Like, I find it hard to say that it was my haunted because it's definitely like a part of my past.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'd wear it, still wear it.
Mm.
But there's a thing about Luton, obviously, where I used to play for them, and that was the dream to play football. And when you hit 17, it's kind of like, do you go on to the next step? And I wasn't good enough. And then I had a couple of trials at like Northampton, Stevenage, people like that, and I just weren't good enough to play.
Mm.
And I feel like back then when that happened, the dream kind of fizzled out, and then I started to like not hate the game, but I was like, I wasn't bothered about it, and I quit football. And then thankfully then music did happen because of that. But I feel like you put all this effort in and so much time travelling here, there and everywhere with your dad and stuff. And then also, like, I don't know, that little bit of that kid inside you kind of goes, oh, man, I'm not good enough anymore. But I did love the time at Luton. It was sick. And I made a lot of good friends from it who I still chat to now. And played some good football as well.
You know, what you just spoke about there is like I think it's like a massive thing with a lot of teenagers who are trying to make it as footballers. Because I used to be a coach.
Mm.
And I remember, like, you know, when you're coaching someone at 14, 15 and you show them how good they are and then they go over and play for a club.
Yeah.
It's almost that thing of like, okay, I've made it. But then they don't know that there's actually a next stage.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with my attitude back then, yeah. It did stink a bit.
Okay, like, so if you come off, you kick...
Yeah, that. And also, I feel like I probably did think I was better than I was. And then...
What position was you playing at, by the way?
Back then, I played centre mid. Mm. And then I kind of dropped back into left back. And I actually listened to another podcast with Gary Neville. Mm. And he was talking about him going through like different positions. And like he ended up playing at right back. And if he didn't play at right back, where was the next position? Probably wouldn't have become a professional footballer. So I feel like that was probably like... That resonated in me because I was like, I played at different positions, then got put in left back and then got shown the door. So that was my last position. But yeah, my attitude definitely wasn't the right part. What I learned from football and why I think I'm successful with music is because I haven't done in music what I did in football.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And I've really just absorbed information. I listen to my manager. With music, it's a team effort. Like, so much stuff goes on behind the scenes with label and people who work there and everybody's coming together to try and make this project work. And I feel like obviously football is a team game. And when you've got like a little stink bug in the team, and I probably was that, it affects people, innit? So, so yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So you felt like your attitude, maybe the way you were, was the worst potentially in the team?
I don't know, man. But I definitely wasn't. I definitely like, There was, I'll tell you a story where like I got dropped from Luton and then went to Stevenage, and Luther Blissett was my coach at Stevenage. I remember him stopping the game and going, "You need to do it like this, do it like that." And I stopped, I went, "Mate, let me play my game, man. You're telling me how to play football, mate. You don't play anymore." Do you know what I mean? And that is the kind of kid I was.
Okay.
So I thought I knew it all, and I definitely did. And he just was like, "Oh yeah, do you? Yeah, see you later." And literally just had to get back in the car, and I never got called back.
What? Just at that moment, or after the session?
Yeah, at that moment.
Oh,
like, mate, do you? Yeah, do you know how to play? Yeah, well, not today. You don't. See you later. And I never got. And then like I never got asked to come and play. And then yeah.
But there's an opportunity. Okay, in England, it's not working out. You were about to go for trials in America, right?
Yeah, so I got offered a scholarship to go to America and play. I have like a university thing out there.
Yeah, which one do you remember?
In North Carolina, I was meant to go.
NC.
Yeah, which would have been sick. And like, I went to like visit North Carolina, see what it was saying, and it was wicked. But again, like, I just didn't have the fire in me, and it was too far away, and I had a girlfriend at the time, and everybody else was going out and having like house parties, and I was like, I'm definitely going to that house party. And that was what happened, and unfortunately I didn't go to America. But if I didn't go to America, I wouldn't be sat here talking to you two. Do you know what I mean? So
it also kind of happens for a reason. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I think that's definitely one thing we've been seeing in here. Mm-hmm. Loads of like moments where it goes 180 and you end up going there, and then that takes you here.
Definitely.
And huge journey.
But I definitely don't have the excuse of like everybody got my knee, my ankle.
That excuse. I'm begging people.
If people say that excuse, you know that they didn't play.
I was gonna say it to you downstairs. I was gonna say I did my ACL.
Oh yeah.
Some of them say the wrong thing. I did my AGE.
What?
Yeah. That's age.
Yeah.
Age is age, bro. That's not an injury, bro.
I got OLD. I remember I gave up because I was a goalkeeper. I gave up because I couldn't catch the ball, man.
Really?
It was horrible. Like,
I reckon you'd be quite a good keeper, though.
Yeah, when I was, honestly, shot-stopping in training, loved it. Had so much fun. Mm. Just all them, I just loved saving shots, one-on-ones, getting in, you know, diving. Loved it. Just whenever a cross was about to be flung in or a corner, oh, mate, no, my whole body would just go. I'd be like, oh, please don't make it, like, in long, don't make it high.
Really?
Don't make me have to jump for it. I didn't know how to do it. I never got the training. And then one day I just quit. I told the coach I'm never coming back. And they were like, what? And then I met a guy in a club once, like 7 years later. And he was like, why did you quit football? One of my teammates.
No way.
I just thought no one liked me and like didn't really like making mistakes. And he was like, but you were a sick goalkeeper, man. Like, I was like, you know.
Have you been watching that new documentary about kids kind of going out of the youth system and trying to make
No, I haven't.
It's sick, man. I've heard about really, it, really, really good. Yeah. But it just gives you an insight of like how hard it actually is to play football, even at like, I don't know, conference level.
It's hard.
It's hard, man.
Yeah. So you think these kids today should have a plan B?
Nah, man. If you think you're gonna do something, plan A it all day. I don't have a plan B.
Plan A, and then eventually the plan A becomes something.
Yeah.
Something else, as has happened for you.
Definitely.
And you end up becoming a singer and an entertainer.
How
did that manifest? You know, from the football doesn't work out. You know, you're sitting in, where were you living then, Bradford?
Yeah.
How does one go, I'm just gonna sing, man?
Were you
just
be, like,
yo,
be
and you're like, yo, I can sing. Looking in the mirror, he's like, yo.
To be honest, I went, like I just said about the party, everyone's having house parties and stuff. Don't know why, I just started singing. Like, the music was on and I was just like singing and having a good time. And I went back into school the next day into A-levels and all the music lot were like, yo, we had you singing at this party. Do you want to help us do this A-level performance? I was like, no way, mate. I'm not doing that. And then I got convinced to do it and then I loved it. Just loved like the feeling of performing, but I loved it and it was wicked. And we did this little covers band and we were like doing gigs around Bedford and then we were getting everybody from school to come to the gigs and it was like, you know, do you ever watch Skins?
Yeah,
it was a bit like that. Do you know what I mean? It was like everybody was just having a good time and that was what it was.
Yeah.
And then all them lot went to uni. I was like, what? You're going to uni to do maths and that, like we've got this wicked band. and I was like, what am I gonna do? So I moved to London and then I went to uni, studied acting.
Oh.
And then taught myself how to play guitar and then started writing songs and then started knocking on people's doors, like pubs and different clubs and see if I could get gigs. There was no thing of I need to get a record deal because I didn't really know what that was. I just thought, I love performing, I love singing these songs, so I did that, and then luckily enough, there was someone from my record label in a pub having a drink, and then the rest is history from there, really.
Was he going out scouting, like football scouts?
No, he was just with his mates, and he was like, are these your songs? And I was like, yeah. He was like, well, I work for Sony, and I'd love to take your email, so I just gave him my email, and it was kind of done on a handshake, really, and then loads of different things obviously then happened but I ended up signing with him. Yeah.
That's some Will Smith.
That's a great story, man.
Like, not now Will Smith, like previous. Yeah. That's mad.
You see, this is what we say, it's better not to plan things.
Handshake me.
Like, just live for the moment, man. And you see things happen. You know what I mean?
I
don't plan.
I struggle. Sometimes I've tried to plan, bro.
I can't plan.
I'd sit there and I'm like, all right, cool. 8 a.m. wake up, go for a jog, breakfast, emails, I get a look at it and I go,
like my missus, she's like, what are you doing? My missus is like, what are you doing on the 17th of October?
Say that again. Come here, listen.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean, what am I doing? I don't know.
I don't know what I'm doing
in the next hour.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Thank you, man.
Because sometimes I just like, after this, I might go for a walk.
Yeah.
And then I end up walking in central London. I bump into someone and they're like, oh, do you want to go here? I'm like, yeah, let's go here.
Spontaneous life.
Then you end up at a party out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like the other day, I ended up in a coach. I was on a coach in Budapest. It just. Because my flight got cancelled. I was like, well, got to get back because I had to do this show.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, there's a flight, but it was a grand to change in Zurich. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm going to find a different way. Let's go, you know, get a coach. And you get a coach and did it. And it's at the border.
Were you on your own?
But this is what I mean. Yeah. I bump into a kid and he does football TikToks now. And he's an English lad. And I was like, why are you in Serbia? He's like, oh, I was watching the Belgrade derby. Oh, cool. And he goes, do you know that me and you celebrated an England goal in Russia at the World Cup against Colombia? I was like, huh? He's like, yeah, we hugged each other when England went through. I was like, what?
That's the best.
What are you doing on a bus in Budapest? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But if I was planning, Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. This is the plans a bit too, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I guess for everybody's different.
Life. Yeah.
Because someone with a plan will go, no, I planned it, no, and I ended
plan,
up doing
man.
This.
Yeah. Don't plan. Don't tell me you're getting married 2023. that's too far.
Yeah, so a week far, is. Man. I think a week is a max I can do.
Yeah.
And even that's difficult.
Listen, I've tour managers. They're the best people in the world.
Is it?
Because they just let you know where you're going, what you're doing, even what you're eating. I love it.
Is it? So yeah. You've got like a, no, but you so you've got plans, but it's with other people plan it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You don't plan it. You just get
it.
You
don't plan it. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Just tell me what is going on. I'm there.
Like the night before.
Yeah.
You got a taxi picking.
Yeah.
Up. Sweet. Tell me where I'm going. What I'm doing.
That's class,
it's good.
Well, what's more nerve-wracking though? Was it those, you know, gigs, your first gig, mm-hmm. or stepping out soccer aid?
Nah, loved every minute of it, man. I don't get nervous really. I turn nervous into excitement.
Apparently, anxiety and excitement is actually the same feeling.
Yeah.
The vibration.
Really.
Apparently, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
I definitely don't know about that.
Okay. Yeah. It produces. Apparently, it's a similar frequency. Anyway. Yeah.
But nah, I turn like nerves into excitement. So like, when I was at Soccer Aid, I was like, this is ledge. And I'm walking out the tunnel and I'm seeing like thousands of people. And then same with gigs. Like, don't get me wrong, before that moment, just before a gig, I do have like that nervous poo.
Is you a poo?
Oh, you have a
I always have a nervous poo, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah, always.
Well, the ones that
where like you just have to call just like 5 minutes before you go to show you like where's the toilet? Because I need to go quick.
That's an interesting one.
I've never had a nervous poo, you know.
Never had a nervous poo.
No. Maybe you have, but you don't know.
Yeah.
Nervous poo.
No.
No, man.
I have pooed after a cigarette and a coffee.
Yeah.
So that's a great like natural cleanser with a lot of toxins as well. But,
Oh, Tom, sorry. Do you wipe sitting down or standing up quickly?
Oh, what the hell?
Obviously sitting down.
A few.
Yeah, but
how do you wipe
but
standing?
Listen, a lot of people stand up.
If you're
that's hard.
If you're squatting,
yeah.
Like I don't. Where is this?
No, but
where
you're conversation. Sorry.
Like, sorry, it's a big debate in the world. It's a big debate in the world.
Wait. You're actually just sitting down. You're not even like going up a little bit.
No. Yeah, you got to like.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, just. Yeah.
I go up a little bit, man.
Yeah. No, but there's people that stand up. Stand up like.
Yeah, but then you're getting. Then you're not wiping.
No, but then you bend.
An hour later, you got that itchy bum.
But this is why.
Everybody knows about that.
Washing it is the best. That's why if you had a French thing, the bayonet, yeah. Whatever they call it.
You must have been in a new camp, man.
What's it called? The thing that.
I thought it was
the bidet.
Yeah,
that one.
A bayonet.
Yeah. That wouldn't be good. A bayonet.
Jokes.
Oh man. Maybe you know what? That's a haunting image. I think maybe.
Yeah.
We move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's go on to the unforgettable one. This is the shirt that opens the door to great football moments, you know, standout seasons. Mm-hmm. And you've gone for the United away kit 05-06.
Yeah.
The colours, I'm not sure about the colours.
I love the colours.
What, the blue?
Yeah.
I love it.
That is unreal.
The badge in the middle?
Yeah. A badge in the middle, sponsor in the middle.
Yeah.
And you've got the brand on the top right-hand corner.
Yeah.
And I love red, blue and white. Serbia colours as well. But like, it's got a blue, hints of red, which is United.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the white as well in the middle.
Yeah.
I think it's classy.
Yeah. Screams Rooney, screams Ronaldo.
There you go.
Oh, them two, man.
Screams like there greatness, doesn't
that's
it?
That's it. Nemanja Vidic.
Vidic.
Oh, that's your guy, isn't it?
Sorry, one that you may not be as fond of anymore, Patrice Evra.
No, I love Evra, man.
But he did injure you.
He did injure me, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Which is another part of the story.
Went through me, yeah. Mate.
At soccer aid.
Couldn't handle the pace. That's what it was.
Evra, man, that's lazy Evra.
But, I tore my ligaments in my foot. But I did get a nice message. Like, a week after it's happened, I'm like, I still haven't heard from Evra. And like, he's definitely been told that I'm not in a good way.
Mm.
And then, like, 2 weeks after, I got a message in my inbox from Evra.
2 weeks?
I know, it's a long time. Isn't it? But, what a legend. And again, yeah, screams Evra. Just what a team that was, you know what I mean? Exactly. Like, even if you're not a United fan, you've got to say, like, that them years of United were just levels.
It's one of the greatest, I'd say, United teams. Modern yeah. United teams. It has to be.
Definitely.
I mean, I'm an Arsenal fan. Well, I used to be an Arsenal fan, but the Invincibles is an argument.
Yeah, but they weren't better than that team.
We didn't lose.
If they played each other.
What year was that you didn't lose?
Was it 04? 03 or 04?
Yeah, this is 05, 06. So, yeah.
A couple seasons after.
Yeah.
Season
that
after,
was an unreal team.
Yeah, but my team's unreal, though.
It was unreal. Yeah. Yeah.
More unreal than the 05, 06 menu.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you now.
Ferdinand, Vidic, Evra.
Sol Campbell.
Neville.
Henri.
Henri, Vieira. Pascal Sigon. Edu. I could bring out some names, but yeah, that was a big team, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. But as a kid, obviously.
Did you go to them games?
Oh, no way, man.
No.
I didn't go. Where was I? 03 or 04? 03 or 04, that was my Ayia Napa year. I think. Yeah, I was travelling, trying to.
Ayia Napa, just left college. What a place.
You saw Ronaldo live in this kit?
Yeah, against Bolton.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see Yaskalainen. Yeah. El Hadji Diouf. I don't know if they were playing then, but.
Yeah.
Throwbacks.
Throwbacks. Yeah. I went to watch United at Bolton and watched and saw Ronaldo in that kit.
Was that more than like seeing Jeff Hardy with the starstruck or?
Nah, because I met Jeff Hardy.
Okay. So Ronaldo was
if
just...
I was to meet Ronaldo, I'd probably like I don't know if I could talk to him.
If I could get nervous.
Yeah.
I get that around Skepta when I see him.
Is it?
I'd get like that with Skepta.
I'm like It just gets me. I don't know what it is, man.
Skepta.
And he's local. Yeah, like, he's a lovely guy. I've spoke to him before. Mm. But for some reason, whenever I see him, it's his presence. I just get a bit, like, excited, yeah.
Really?
Not excited, but just, like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
it's a fanboy.
When I first started doing music, I did a song with Chasing Status. I went on tour with, like, Frisco, Temps, Maximum and all them. I'm a big fan of grime music, do you know what I mean? So... when I got on that tour bus, I remember going, I can't talk to you.
How did you get comfortable as it went on? Or did you sort of stay in your show?
But of course. But like, for the first like 4 or 5 days on this tour bus, like, they're all sitting in the back. I'm like, ugh. You know, when the door's closed and you're on the handle, you're like, oh, do I go in?
Yeah.
I should go in. I'm going to go in. Go in. And everyone goes, like that. You're like, oh, shit, everyone's looking at me now. So you sit in the corner.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's one of them. But nah, legends.
Proper
so
legends.
Seeing Ronaldo against Bolton, and then years down the line, FIFA 18 comes out.
Yeah.
With Ronaldo on the cover.
Yeah.
But we've got Tom Grennan, soundtrack
in
the game. Like now you and Ronaldo feel like almost first cousins. Mm. What was that like now?
You're closer.
Yeah.
I wasn't even told it was going on there, so... I got the game and then started playing.
Oh, so you didn't even know?
Nah.
Get out of here.
Nah, I didn't.
No one told you?
No one told me. I had to buy the game myself. Everything. Anyway, I put the game in and I was like, that sounds so familiar. I was like, hold on a minute. And then I looked and it was like, found me looking for Tom Grennan. And I swear to God, I got my control. And because of excitement, and launched it out the wall. And I was just like, this is, do you know what I mean? This is legs, but also now I can't play the game.
Did you not play the game?
Nah, but man, that control got absolutely...
That is a scene, I can imagine.
Yeah, it got dusted, that control. But yeah, loads of people keep always, like, they always say and come back to FIFA 18 and say it was like the soundtrack to their, like... their year, that song.
That's
so
banging.
Yeah, it was wicked, man.
Soundtrack for games is powerful, man.
FIFA's like if you... I always say that FIFA have some of the best, like...
100%.
Yeah. Like, tracks.
Do you remember when it was... a phone it's show, man. No. That was like... That year, I think.
So like 2006.
Oh, 2006. Well, I went way back.
I think the last time... Because I was an ISS guy, but the last time I had FIFA...
It was
World Cup. Woohoo! I am a nationalist. Woohoo!
Yeah.
But it stayed in my head for like years. Ooh. I never know who made that song. Was it U2?
Did you play FIFA Street as well?
Ooh, yeah, no. a couple times, yeah.
Yeah.
That had a good soundtrack as well.
So full circles. We're all talking about a lot of these full circles, and you know, hopefully the next full circle is you actually meet the man himself. And I don't know what you guys...
Big Ron.
Yeah, Big Ron, man. Big Ronnie.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want him, man.
Why?
Don't know if I'd want to meet Ronaldo, man.
Just why? I don't meet your heroes. Be like, he'll make you do press-ups.
He is. Yeah.
You're Tom, press-ups. And you're like, ah. Oh.
He's a superhero, isn't he?
Like, yeah.
That guy's, yeah, can stay in that part of my brain.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be his son.
No, I probably would.
Would you?
Yeah. You're getting trained by Ronaldo.
Scares
you're
me.
Living in, like, luxury. You just live in
doing
life.
Bare press ups.
You play for United. He's sick at football as well.
Yeah.
There's another legend of Manchester United. Forgot. David Beckham. There's rumours that you and him were gonna get in a ring.
No. You what? Never. Yeah, I went boxing with Beckham basically.
Oh, you went boxing with him?
Yeah, like co-box.
Okay.
Yeah, it was ledge. And it was my mate basically, Pete, he's like Beckham's like good mate. Mm. But also he's like personal trainer of Beckham and Victoria.
Calm.
Wow.
Good life, innit?
Good life, man.
And he was like, do you want to come and do some boxing with me and Bex? And I was like, yeah, definitely. But I was well unfitted this time, so I was like having to like put my brave face on and boxing away. And I could feel myself about to be sick. I was like, oh my God, I can't be sick in front of Beckham. And then I had to run out of the room and got sick. And then Beckham walked back in, and Beckham was like, and yeah, I disappointed him, do you know what I mean? I was like, oh, I'm fuming now, man.
Why was you sick?
Because of fitness. I wasn't fit at that time. So, like, I over-exaggerated myself, whatever that word is, and
vomit.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Bex was like, you're a
well, and so Beckham's, he was punching the bag. Because I can't, yeah. You know, Beckham is like,
I can't imagine him punching
the bag. I can't imagine him like
that. I can't imagine him being aggressive.
I can't, yeah, I can't. Was he getting in?
Yeah, he's getting in. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he's got a good right hook on him.
Imagine Beckham being more just like a cuddly guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's more like cuddles and, do you know what I mean? Like, under the duvet, you're like, oh. There we go. I can imagine Beckham waking up and just be like, ooh. Does that make sense?
Definitely, man.
You know what I mean?
Be
little tea cup out and he sits like that on the couch. Just gets ready for this. I don't know, I can imagine that. You know what I mean? And his lovely smile. I don't know, man.
We got Beckham, man. Legend.
Yeah, legend. Yeah.
So what do you think about United this season then?
This season, obviously, like, at the beginning it was a bit... It was a bit worrying, innit? But now I feel like we've made some good signings and we're 4 on the trot, 5 on the trot without losing.
Yeah. Beat Arsenal.
Yeah, so I feel like potentially I'm going to say we're going to get top 4 this season.
Rio Ferdinand said the same thing and that's on that same seat.
I'll be honest, I can see it happening.
Yeah,
I can see it happening.
I can see it happening. Yeah,
United just look a bit more... They've had to shift it very quickly now, man. But we've got a unit.
Like, the back four, ledge.
No Maguire. You happy with that?
I'm good friends with Maguire now.
Is it?
I did his wedding. I sung at his first dance.
How'd you meet him? Like, what's going on there?
Again, like...
This guy's got...
You sang at Maguire's wedding?
Yeah, I sung his first dance.
Whoa.
It was ledge. It was
wicked. Didn't know that.
It was nice. Yeah, it was cool. So I don't want to...
You can't slag it. You can't.
No, he's great. I like him. Yeah, anyway, so
mate, he's wicked. He's strong at the back.
Yeah.
But right now, obviously, it's a bit of a tough one. But I love Harry. You're a legend, bro.
Legend, man. I'm coming to your next wedding.
Yeah.
If you have one,
I might come. Just like I don't know what I'd do there. But
again, like I feel like he's there for the team. So. You see what he puts online. He's happy that the team are winning.
Mm.
Yeah. And you don't know what's happening behind closed doors. Like he's the captain still, so he's probably in the changing room still going, listen, this is what you need to do, this is what we need to do. We need to push as a team and he's that kind of guy. He's not just a one man player, is he?
Yeah.
So, yeah. What are you laughing at?
I was laughing in my head while you were speaking. Yeah. I was imagining Maguire just doing squats. I don't know jokes, why. Man. I was just imagining like everyone's gone home and he's in the gym just hours. Just comes in a picture of huge thighs and a bum. I was like, what have you been doing? Just squats all the time. But, you know, big up Maguire. Big up, and he's also came up with that meme of him and his missus when he's talking to her in Russia.
Yeah.
That's a good meme. Well, let's move on to the next one, to the last shirt. This is the named one. Mm-hmm. This is the shirt, you know, the one player you would have on the back of your shirt.
Mm. I'd go Keane, yeah.
Keane, yeah. I believe. Well, the one we've been sent to us by our iPad is the 98 home kit, Ireland.
Yeah.
Robbie Keane. Why that?
I feel like Robbie Keane is another one of my heroes.
Another one.
He's a legend. Mm. He's Ireland's top goal scorer. He came into the Premiership and absolutely bossed it. Turned around Coventry. I've got a love for Coventry, so we got Coventry, and he was a top player at Cov. Then obviously Tottenham. He's like a hero at Tottenham, but as it goes for Ireland, like they haven't had much success over the years, and I feel like being Irish, you always want your country to be in a World Cup. Mm. And obviously, my mum's English, my dad's Irish, so got best of both worlds. But I don't remember Ireland being good, apart from when like Robbie Keane was in the team, Damien Duff, O'Shea.
Holland, Matt Holland.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That keeper, the keeper.
Shea Given.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd have Robbie. I think he's.
Well, you met him.
Yeah.
No, did you play with him as well?
Yeah.
Against him or with him?
Both.
Oh, yeah. Mate.
Did you tell them all this?
Full circle.
Yeah, yeah.
We should call the show
Robbie
full
Keane
circle.
Robbie Keane rang me the other day as well. Like.
He rang you?
Yeah, mate. I speak to Robbie quite a bit. Yeah, Robbie was like, "Do you want to go on holiday?" I was like, "When?" He's like, "Beginning of September." I was like, "Oh, mate, I'm pretty busy, but." Let's see what happens. And yeah, we stay in contact. And he's just, mate, if you could see him after training and how he gets all the lads going, he loves singing and just having a good time and doesn't take life too serious. Do you know what I mean? And just loves the crack. Do you know what I mean?
When we meet players, yeah, mm-hmm. We don't really ever get invited on holidays and stuff.
Well, I've met Robbie Keane.
But he did you invite on holiday?
Well, you know what he done? What? So basically, I remember we asked Usain Bolt, you know, remember them shoots where the rest of the world are training and we have to go out and get the players ourselves?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Usain's not on it. Someone else, they weren't on it. Robbie Keane starts walking towards us. What do you want to do? And we did QPOPs, we did some like game. And he basically did the content with me for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, he's like, good.
That's like normal. But you got to remember, this is a techie footballer.
Yeah, of course.
Man, I'm really still got it
like
as well.
Both feet. Like,
great
I'm doing
baller.
Things,
great
and
baller,
he's doing
bro.
Things with his weaker foot. Like, mm. his, you know what I mean?
Mm.
That is...
He's unreal, mate. He's unreal.
World class.
World class. And he's just an Irish absolute hero. So yeah. I'd definitely have Keane on the back of my shirt, man.
Where were you going to go on holiday? Did you pick a destination or...?
Yeah, France.
Were you going to go to France?
Yeah.
Like a South France? Yeah. Just you and him, but...
Nah, and like...
The family.
And yeah, missuses and all
so that. You'd just be like... The cousin?
Yeah, basically. Sick. Probably am down the line somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That is crazy. Yeah, no. I couldn't go on holiday with like...
Someone you really looked up
to. Yeah.
I'd find
me and Vieira on holiday is like,
yeah, that's weird.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Have you been to Ireland?
You know what? I haven't. I need to
never
go.
Been to Ireland?
I need to take it off
been.
The box. Yeah.
That's the best place I've been to. As soon as I landed, someone offered me a big pint of beer.
Yeah.
There you what? This? Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah. If you walk past a pub, someone's offering you beer, bro. Dublin. Especially, I was there. Guinness. I saw my own glasses. Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah.
But do you go back a lot to Ireland?
Yeah, I've still got a lot of family there. And it's a nice little getaway.
Which part?
Place called Offaly. It's my dad's
Offaly.
Yeah. Little county in the middle of Ireland.
Green nature.
Green countryside.
Fresh air, oxygen.
Yeah.
In London, we don't have a lot of oxygen.
Nah.
Yeah, it's a myth, bro.
It is a myth.
Just fumes.
Yeah.
England, Ireland.
Who would I support? Who would I play for?
Who would you play for? That question. I have to do it. That's tricky.
It's got to be Ireland, man.
It's got to be Ireland.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah. I think so. I would play for Ireland. Yeah.
You'd be that guy?
I'd be that guy.
So you're playing for United, let's say. You know, you're at Pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland, England call you. One's on Viber, one's on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can, let's say Ireland's on Viber,
yeah,
England's on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Because you're on Wi-Fi, because your data is you're running low.
Yeah.
So you're going for Viber, you're going for Ireland.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Ireland, yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah. I feel like if I was at a level to play for a country, I'd want to try and help Ireland get to the World Cup.
Yeah, more of a passion, man. You can see it in his eyes.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a man of passion, emotion. Yeah.
I'm just. Was it 98 World Cup? Ireland was up.
2002.
Japan, South Korea.
When Joaquin got sent home.
Oh, 2002. Japan, South Korea.
2002. Mick McCarthy and Terry O'Connor.
Mick McCarthy. Egos, clash of egos.
Yeah.
That's a good World Cup, though. Sapporo Dome. Remember Sapporo
Remember
Dome?
The ball for that World
ball
Cup?
Was peng.
The ball was.
It was like golden. Almost, golden. With a little leg. Like,
the foam was ledge. Oh, sick ball.
And there was the stadium with in the dome.
Oh,
yeah. Sapporo Dome.
Yeah. Did you go?
Nah, I don't know.
I feel like that was the first time, like,
10.
I was, like, fascinated with Brazilian football. Yeah. And, like, remember Jogo Bonito?
Of course.
Yeah.
That was Jogo Bonito times. Oh. That was when Ronaldo had the haircut.
Yeah.
The semicircle.
Yeah.
The crop circle.
Yeah. Me and my mate used to, like, just obsess with Jogo Bonito and just watch the DVDs and just try and, do the skills and do them badly. But they were just amazing.
Oti was classic, man. Yeah. That was Seaman diving and then Ronaldinho free kick.
I feel like the world was better then, man.
Of course it was.
2002, yeah, we had the Millennium Dome.
The world was just simple.
It was 40p to get on the bus.
Yeah.
We had a bus.
Fredo was 10.
We had a bus conductor.
We had a bus conductor.
Do we still have bus conductors in 2002? We
didn't. I had a bunk bed. No siblings.
No,
just a bunk bed. Oh, you forgot. The top bunk was a bed.
Yeah, and then the
bottom was a PC.
Like an office.
Yeah, office. I did it all year.
Did you have that blue, like, fold-out bed?
I had a blue fold-out bed. I had I need to do that, you know.
I had posters.
Yeah, posters.
What poster did I have? Because my mum smacked me for it.
I used to get posters as well, posters.
Was it Pamela Anderson?
Kelly Rowland.
Texting on her ex-cell phone.
I was a Cheryl Cole man.
Cheryl Cole was...
Cilla Black. No? Do you know Cilla Black?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was my
what's that dating show? The dating show, isn't it?
Blind date.
Cilla Black, you know.
she had something. She was a bit cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. And one of the best films of all time.
Yeah.
Police Academy.
That was a good film.
Remember? What a film.
This is a show where we go nostalgic. Yeah, so sometimes we have to just go nostalgic. Yeah, Yo-yos.
Yeah. Yo, Crazy Bones. You have them?
Crazy Bones. That rings a bell. What's that?
Yeah. People call them go-go's, but I call them crazy bones. And you used to collect them and then you throw them at, put them up against the wall and...
Yes, and then it goes like that.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that.
You put them in a little wash bag, like a little detergent, like...
The aliens in the jelly.
The jelly.
That were growing in the fridge.
Did you have a Tamagotchi?
I did, but they were just a bit dead.
Yeah. I still got mine.
This is like modern nostalgia.
Still looking after that, yeah.
No, it's done.
Yeah,
just
done.
Do you know what? The WWE sent it to me, I swear to them.
Really?
They sent me like a big Mexican flag,
wow.
A toy of Big E,
yeah.
The wrestler, and a Tamagotchi. I was like, what the hell has that got to do with WWE? Yeah.
We still had teletext as well.
You're a cartoon guy.
So. Arthur.
Yeah.
Ed. Ed.
Eddie.
Yeah. Cartoon Network was the one.
Cow and Chicken.
Did you ever watch Shaolin Showdown?
No.
Oh, Shaolin Showdown. Yeah.
You know, like technical.
But I always used to only watch it from when you come out from school, from 3 to 5, I think. Simpsons was at 6.
Yeah.
Simpsons was at 6.
I couldn't stand Simpsons, man.
Couldn't stand it?
Nah.
I'm with you a little bit on that one.
Nah, I didn't like Simpsons at all, man. Mm. Bart wore the same colour shorts every episode.
Yeah.
Never got changed.
That's well, look, man. Tom Grennan.
Thank you very much, man. I really enjoyed
legend,
that.
It's been a great chat. We went left, we went right, went down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's a stripped where we talk about football kits. Get nostalgic.
Of course, man.
As people talk about the favorite football shirts that they like.
Okay. Listen, it's all about going back in time sometimes.
Yeah, you have to. Hold on to the past,
yeah,
as we like to do here.
always.
And big up to our people at Classic Football Shirts for sending in all the wonderful shirts you've seen on today's show.
Make sure you like, comment and subscribe. This has been Stripped, brought to you by William Hill.
That's right, 18 plus, please gamble responsibly.